West Nile virus detected in Fullerton mosquitoes. Mosquitoes in Fullerton have tested positive for the West Nile virus, local authorities reported July 27. According to the Orange County Mosquito and Vector Control District, the virus was detected in one mosquito among a sample tested. No reports of human infections or positive tests in bird carcasses have been recorded as of August 1. Historically, we have seen more of activity in the Fullerton area, Brian Brannan, a spokesperson for the agency, told the Epoch Times. This is the first that we've found this season that carries. The agency regularly set up traps around the county to monitor mosquito activities, Mr. Brannan said, and researchers test samples for potential diseases carried by the mosquitoes. West Nile virus is typically spread by the bite of infected mosquitoes, which have become infected after feeding on birds carrying the virus. Once infected, mosquitoes can spread the virus to humans and other animals when they bite. While 80% of people show no symptoms after being infected by the virus, ones that do have symptoms that include fever, headache, body aches, nausea, vomiting, and sometimes skin rashes, according to Vector Control. Rarely, individuals infected with West Nile virus will develop severe illness with symptoms such as disorientation, coma, vision loss, and paralysis, the agency said. Such infections can also be fatal. To reduce the risk of being infected, officials recommend people reduce outdoor activities between dusk and dawn during mosquito season, which is from May to October. But if unable, they say, people should use repellent and wear loose-fitting long pants and long-sleeve shirts to help reduce the risk of being bitten. Additionally, getting rid of mosquitoes' breeding sources standing water near businesses and homes is critical to prevent the virus's spread, Mr. Brannan said. Any water that sits for more than 5 or 7 days could be a breeding ground for mosquitoes, he said. All you need to do is to dump the water that can have mosquito larvae in it. He recommends people regularly dump plant saucers, clear clogged drains, clean and scrub pet water bowls and buckets, and drain other water collecting spots around the house. For those who have larger water features, like swimming pools and ponds, the agency also provides mosquito fish that will eat mosquito larvae in the water, he said. We don't spray unless we absolutely have to, and that's better for the environment, he said. It also prevents the mosquitoes from building up their resistance to the spray. The latter is only used when there is a large abundance of mosquitoes or indication of disease, Mr. Brannan said. Vector Control urges people to report any large mosquito activities or dead birds by calling 971-2421 or 654-2421.